Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Trump breaks Zelensky. Finally. No love lost between those two. Signature on the so-called rare earth minerals deal, giving U.S. preferential access to resources, but most importantly, the rights to share in the profits, split the revenue 50-50. And that's rare earth minerals, oil, and gas. Fantastic. Of course, we'll have to have a Republican president in place, Lee, who will be interested in things like rare earth minerals, oil, and gas.
There is that.
Right. Instead of leaving them in the ground. But Trump has given us a way to get some of the money back that was printed or borrowed from our children and grandchildren and bring it back to the U.S. So this is fantastic. So the deal gives the U.S. privileged access to new investment projects to develop Ukraine's natural resources, including aluminum, graphite, oil, and natural gas. Now, a couple of things here with this that are kind of, I don't want to say being missold, but not completely honestly delineated, shall we say. The rare earth minerals part of this deal, there isn't really one. Most of the minerals that are in this we have here in America. The ones we really need are not in here. But that's okay. And I'm going to tell you why in a minute. That's okay because the real purpose of this is to get the money back to begin to be able to say, okay, Ukraine, if you want to keep it up, you want to keep up this war to make the Euroweenies happy, then you're going to have to pay. You're going to have to, there's going to be a cost for that. This is going to continue to go on. It's not free anymore. So that's the good news. Again, there aren't a lot of rare earth minerals here. There are some, but there aren't a lot. Now, Zero Hedge got a really good breakdown of this, quoting several sources, including Bloomberg. So here's what this really does, aside from the fact that Trump has, and Congress has never been interested at all in getting this money back. You know, the neocons, the Democrats, not interested, don't care. They'll put their children, their grandchildren in hock for Ukraine and then never think a thing about it again. As an entire generation of kids can't afford to buy a house. That's the price of this, printing all this money. There's no middle class real estate market to speak of if we continue with inflation at the rate it is and interest rates that are needed to tamp it down. I mean, these aren't cheap things or free things because we can print the money now and borrow the money now. I mean, the cost is the interest rate and the inflation. The inflation and the interest rate needed to bust it back down. And that means that an entire generation of kids, my kids, won't be able to buy a house. And that's not going to change anytime soon if you look at what the Republicans are doing in Congress. They want to go one better than the Democrats on the printing and borrowing. And it's not going to work while giving out tax cuts, which is bizarre. But anyway, getting back to this, the really important thing that's going on right now is Trump finally has leverage over Putin. Putin at the same time now has something to offer Trump because Putin is going to want to get in on a minerals deal or he's going to get left behind. The real minerals, the real prize is in Russia if you want rare earth minerals. And so the fact that this deal has been signed is huge for pressuring Russia to come to the table and be like, wait, no, we got a better deal. We got a better deal for you. Because right now, this means, hey, we're going to be protecting the, you know, the natural gas, the graphite, the oil, the aluminum. We're going to be protecting what's ours in Ukraine. That is for the first time Trump has established some kind of leverage over Putin. So this is great. This is fantastic. And I could be wrong, but I am betting backdoor right now Russia is trying to get a deal signed with Trump, because any deal with Russia is going to be way better for this country than the one in Ukraine, just because of they actually have rare earths, and as opposed to Ukraine. And a lot of the quote unquote Ukraine rare earths are actually in territory Russia controls and is not going to give up, and has won in this war. So if we can get deals on both sides, Lee, that's the prize.
Yeah.
And this gets us one step closer. One step closer. You know who loses bigly here? There is a massive major loser here, finally. That's great to watch it. NATO. NATO is the massive major loser here, I mean Germany, France, and the UK. Because what's been going on here, every time Putin comes out, and it started literally the week after Trump was elected, Putin came out and started to talk peace. NATO goes on a bombing run. They bomb and kill Russian civilians. They hit Russian military installations. They hit Crimea and indiscriminately kill civilians and military, all in a bid to try to stop peace. So Putin's gotten to the point he can't even say the word peace because NATO will go on a mass murdering spree. And by NATO, I mean the war room operated out of Germany. Our media doesn't report it. They only report when Putin retaliates, which is why it always seems so bizarre. Why on Monday is Putin floating something like peace, and Wednesday, by Wednesday, he's bombing Kyiv? Well, what they don't tell you is that Predator drones, you know, 80 Predator drones have now been shot down over in Russian territory, and NATO assassinated a Russian general. They do this to stop peace, to stop Putin from coming to the table, and to demonstrate that Trump is not in charge to Putin. That, look, you could sign all the peace deals you want with Trump. He didn't speak for us. That's what NATO is saying. He can't even control us. Look at us. We're flying Predators over your country. We're killing your civilians.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
And so you sign a Trump peace deal is what NATO's been saying. You sign a Trump peace deal, all that means is your hands are tied while we bomb you. And so yesterday, getting Zelensky to the table, getting him to sign this, took that part of that away from NATO. And they are our major obstacle to peace, really. And part of the problem, too, and I said this earlier this week, there was a bombshell broken by conservative Treehouse as Russia shot down 80 of these drones. I think it's 84 over Russian territory, just massive Predator drones bombing and bombing and bombing. It came out, they were ours. I don't know who's flying them, but we were sending them out of Arizona while Trump's screaming at Putin, stop it, peace, peace, we want peace, stop bombing Kyiv. Russian civilians are being killed by our Predator drones. And if you saw who broke it, it's conservative Treehouse, major fan of Trump, going, this is hypocrisy. You can't be screaming at Putin for bombing Kyiv when you're bombing him. And I think the reason Treehouse ran it was because Trump didn't know he was bombing Russia. I don't think Trump has established full control over our government. I think those predators were being shipped out of, predator drones were being shipped out of Arizona without Trump's knowledge. I don't think Trump would double cross Putin like that. I think he didn't know. And Treehouse, same thing. You could read between the lines. And all of a sudden that comes out and suddenly we're able to get Putin to the table. And it looks like, hopefully, Zelensky. I think that made a huge, huge difference. Because I think Zelensky's been a little afraid of a peace deal because it's not clear that Trump, one, has any control over NATO whatsoever, and two, has any control even over our rogue elements of our government shipping. And it looked like there were some F-fighter jets as well going out of Arizona being flown to Ukraine. And I bet you Trump didn't know. So this is, this is all good. This is great. This is showing Putin that Trump finally has some leverage, and that is that deal with Zelensky. There's some reason, something Trump has to offer Russia. Because, if I'm Putin, I'm looking at NATO bombing me and going, how are you going to stop them? I mean, that's not even clear you speak for them. And France and Germany have long wanted this violent war, this terrible war, World War III. They were promised that by the Biden administration. They already had their war plans drawn up. They wanted to get into it. And so Trump's got to subdue not just Ukraine, but the really dangerous forces here, which are France, Germany, and the UK, and the war machine. And so this is the first step toward doing that. So it's good news. Now watch this. Watch this. Let's see if Trump gets a similar deal with Russia. Because Russia's going to want one of these. Because then Russia could say, well, you got to protect us too, from the Euro weenies. You got to stop them from bombing us then. And we get the rare earth minerals, win-win. If he does it, it will be absolute geostrategic brilliance. I mean, Trump had no leverage and he just created some yesterday out of thin air. I mean, NATO had all the leverage. So, great news. Really, really, really good news. And hopefully someday we will see some money out of the, Ukraine side here. But Zelensky is an illegitimate ruler of that country. His term long since expired. He had a lot of his, basically most of the opposition party members killed. The thing with this deal is it's going to be hard going forward. I don't know that you could see the Ukrainian parliament even wanting to honor it because he is illegitimate. But that's okay. We got the paper and we could take it back to Russia and say, okay, sign. So there we go. That's actually what's happening in Ukraine, not the fake stuff in the UK, in the US media. And almost all of the media coverage of Ukraine in America is fake. If you want to even have a hope of understanding it, you have to read Times of India and other outside sources, because the American media, this is the deep state's last big hoax, is Russia, Ukraine war. Almost everything you read about it is either fake or so incomplete that you are left confused. But that's what's going on. The next big, and watch for this, folks. I'm going to make another prediction because I nailed this last week. NATO is going to panic. And by NATO, I don't mean us. I mean France, Germany, and the UK. And they are going to go on a major bombing run in Russia to try to stop peace. They are in a panic about this May 7th through May 11th freeze, ceasefire that Russia has offered. They've got to keep the bloodshed going, and you are going to see major bombing runs inside of Russia. You're going to see Russian civilians killed. The U.S. media will not tell you, but I will. But when they're bombing in Russia, they're losing. They're losing. They're trying to keep us headed into World War III. Trump is trying to stop it. God bless him.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.